The black-garbed ladies mingled through the room like bobbing crows, pecking at the food on their tiny plates with the same vigor with which they prattled about the recent demise of Lady Vanderhall, now at eternal rest in the velvet-swathed coffin positioned against the far wall of the drawing room. Black baize fully draped the room, hiding the floral wallpaper. The impenetrable fabric covered the windows too, shutting out all light. Candles flickered atop every surface, casting dancing light and shadows in the shrouded space. Tomorrow, family and friends would escort the coffin to the church for the funeral. Until then, vigil was maintained. People came and went, never letting the candles burn out. Always the room remained illuminated. Always the body never left alone.
"So tragic,"
one beak-nosed lady pronounced, waving her ham sandwich about imperiously, as though she were the first to make such an observation on this most unhappy occasion.
"Do you think her daughters will have any memories of her?"
another inquired, searching through the room for the small girls.
"Doubtful. They're about 10 and 8, I believe. Still such infants. It's doubtless for the best, though."
Graciella, the Duchess of Ortonbury, downed the rest of her lemonade in the hopes it would chase the sour taste from her mouth. She looked longingly in the direction of the door, ready to escape.
For the best, they forget their mother.
It would be as though she never existed. Dust lost to the wind, and these gabsters deemed that for the best. She hoped they were wrong. Entirely wrong. The recently departed Lady Vanderhall had been her friend, and Graciella had few enough of those to feel her loss most keenly. As soon as word reached her of Evangeline's unexpected death in a riding accident, Graciella had quit the country and travelled back to town to pay her respects, leaving her daughter and stepdaughter behind at Ortonbury Manor. No need to drag them all this way for something as dismal as a funeral, and Lady Vanderhall had been only a vague acquaintance to them. At any rate, her daughter and stepdaughter preferred to stay in the country. This time of year, town offered very little diversion. Building snowmen and sledding down hills and reading Byron before the fire whilst they sipped chocolate held more appeal to the girls. In truth, at this particular moment, it held more appeal to Graciella. This was simply unbearable. She was already saddened over her friend's death, but these mourners only made her grief worse with their unfeeling remarks. She didn't think she could abide one more moment of poor Evangeline's vigil, and tomorrow, the funeral, would be even more difficult.
"Bunch of carrion,"
Mary Rebecca fell in beside her, perhaps the only true friend left to her. Like Graciella, Lady Talbot was a young widow not entirely favoured by the ton. From the very start, they were outsiders. She was Irish, whilst Graciella hailed from Spain. More than one lady had discreetly accused them of stealing a noble husband away from a more deserving English lady. Graciella had heard the quiet mutterings when she first arrived in England, at the tender age of 18. And she still heard them now, at the age of 35. Some things never changed.
"Lud, I think they relish it,"
Mary Rebecca murmured.
"The misfortune of others makes them feel better at their own bleak lives."
Graciella shot a glance at her friend, bringing her cup to her lips.
"I think we've paid our respects enough for this day."
"Indeed." Mary Rebecca nodded in agreement and turned away.
"Shall we take our leave?"
They departed the house with but a few snide glances cast their way.
"I've a house all to myself,"
Graciella announced, slipping on her gloves as their carriages were brought around. Stepping out onto the stoop, she nestled into her ermine-trimmed cloak. Faint flurries of snow shook down from the afternoon sky.
"Why don't you join me for some refreshment? We can properly toast to the memory of Evangeline, and you can recount your holiday with the children. I should like to hear of it all."
"House to yourself. Whatever is such a thing? When I took my leave this afternoon, my boys were pummeling each other with wooden swords, whilst my daughter pitched a tantrum because she couldn't find her favourite shawl."
Mary Rebecca looked heavenward.
"Somehow the fault was mine to bear."
Graciella chuckled, understanding perfectly.
"Of course.
Indeed, I'm in no hurry to return home. Lead the way, dear friend.